If you could do me a favor, can you turn to Proverbs 3, verse 5? Okay, Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lead not to thy own understanding. Turn to James 4, verse 10. Okay. James 4, verse 10 says, humble yourselves unto the sight of the Lord, and he should lift you up. The last verse I would like y'all to read is Romans 8, verse 28. And Romans 8, verse 28 reads, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. The reason I'm reading these verses, because that's something I had to learn when I got to this church. I've always been a believer of Christ. I have faith, but these things for me was a very hard thing to accept. It's like when you're a kid, and I remember when I was a kid, I had to take medicine called Rondec. And it was good for me. It used to cure me, but I used to hate taking it. I used to hate swallowing it. It was it was bittersweet, as pastors like to say. So growing up becoming a Christian, getting older, becoming wiser, these things right here was something, it was like bittersweet. I know it was good for me, but I didn't want to accept it because of past trials and tribulations and hurts I've been through in life. So I was very bitter about things. I even heard unbelievers tell me, all things work out, things gonna get better. It's a purpose for everything that happened. And I used to be the man to be like, man, forget that. I believe 60% of that. It was very hard for me to believe in that. And I believe that was one thing that was hindering me in my Christian life. I mean, we all go through troubles, but it's just some things I didn't understand, I didn't like that happened in my life. And learning how to accept it, I was bitter about it. So when I came to Lighthouse, I didn't know what to expect coming to South Korea, period. I didn't know what to expect joining the military. I joined the military at the age of 32, a lot older than the average person. So that was a big step for me. I didn't know what to accept. But we decided to join Lighthouse Baptist Church. And I remember one Sunday, pastor was talking about having faith and the promise of God through trials and tribulations. Once again, I was like, oh, here we go again. I got to hear some more of this. Like I said, it was bittersweet. It was things I needed to hear, but it was hard for me to accept it. And my wife, being a faithful woman she is, she used to just deal with it and say, I'm going to pray for you. So one day, I decided to humble myself unto the Lord and just allow that to seek into me to see if I liked it, to be honest with you. And I stopped looking to my own understanding. The more and more I heard pastor preach on it, the more and more I got my flesh out the way. Amen. And God started giving me more wisdom with it. Amen. And I started seeing in the past, I can't believe I'm about to cry. I started looking at the past and realizing that a lot of things that happened in my life, some things I brought on myself, some things I didn't brought on myself, but it was for God's purpose. I started looking back and humbling myself and realized that everything still worked out good because I'm still here. I still have my health, my eyesight. I've been blessed with a wife and a son. And just them things alone, I mean, just waking up and being able to praise him, let me know that everything had worked out, for my good, regardless how bad it was.
it's a shame that I didn't see it in first. I was so caught up in the things that hurt it, except realizing everything that I gained through life. And the reason I say that, another reason I say it, because when I got over here, I ran into a lot of people, met a lot of people. I had no idea what that person would mean to me. But just the smallest things, like, as y'all know, I was trying to get into the Army Corps of Engineers. And I met people, I played basketball with people that I didn't even know they worked for the Corps of Engineers. And they happened just to hear that I was interested. And they did everything in their power to help me out getting to Corps of Engineers. And it's like a 95% chance that something that I wanted is gonna happen. Not knowing that everything works out for us good, everything. That was one hard thing that I had to learn the hard way. And coming to Lighthouse has changed my attitude with it. And ever since I humbled myself into the Lord, I stopped thinking my own understanding. I believe I became a better husband. I know what type of father I want to be. I have more wisdom now. I feel like I can help people lead them to the Lord better. It's just been an amazing journey for me these 3 years. I'm better than what I was when I came. Like, I look at myself now. I remember, like I said earlier, when I used to take that medicine, Rondek, I would never forget that name. It was so nasty, but it always cured me. But as I got older, I used to be able to take it without clenching my mouth, without saying no to my mother. I just can take it because I know it's good for me. And that's my attitude now. It's a lot of things, some things in my life that I still don't understand why it happened. But I really 100% believe that God is still in control. Amen. And it's going to work out regardless. Amen. What happened. And before I leave, I want to just say, so I believe God tested me on that. About a year and a half ago, I can't even remember what it was. That's how far it's back in my head. But I had got diagnosed with cancer. Out here, and at first I was like, out of all places to get diagnosed, it's in Korea. What did I eat out here? That's what I was thinking. But I took it as, I don't know, it was like going through my mind for like 3.5 months. I was training for this bodybuilding competition. If anybody lift weights that competed before, it's very hard on your body. It's very hard on your body. It's eating right. It's not eating after a certain time. It's in the gym, hours. And when 2 weeks before the competition, I was going through my trimming down stage. That's the time when you have to measure your food. You only eat so many carbs, just so many proteins. I was very disciplined at it. And 2 weeks before that, I got diagnosed with cancer. And at first I was like, man, why this had to happen? Now I'm 2 weeks away. And my wife said, so what you going to do? Are you going to wait till after the competition to have the surgery, or are you going to do it now? I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I sit down and prayed about it. I was like, you know what? Just I can compete later on down the road again, but I don't know how serious this is, and I only get one life. And if they found it this early, I'd rather just get it done. And my whole attitude through that whole phase until I had the surgery remove the cancer was I still gave glory to God, and I was very peaceful in the house. And I believe I had to, because my wife was 8.5 months pregnant. I believe she could have popped at any moment. So I was saying I cannot show weakness at this moment, because she needs me more than ever. So my wife came to me after the ordeal and was like, you know, you're the reason why I got through it the way I did, because the way you handled it, you know. So God have opened my eyes about knowing that all things work out for the good. So I'm going to continue to believe that. And as I lead this church, I'm going to tell you believe that. And that's my testimony to my family too, because my family knew I was like that. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I'm a very verbal man. I let anybody know at any time, I don't believe that, so what? But now it's funny, I can go home and tell people, you know, I do believe that now. Amen. And I would continue to pray on that and, you know, help others that probably have an issue with this belief to Amen. believe in that. So I just want to say thank you, Lighthouse. It's been amazing. Hopefully I'll see you again. Update on my job out here. My resume and everything been sent to CPAC. And from what I understand, the CPAC is the place where they publish the orders and cut the orders for you to see if you still want to accept the job. So I'm just waiting on the acceptance letter. And I will be back out here. All right, thank you.
Hello. Y'all see your pissed smile, and it's because I'm so proud of my husband. Okay, so I have my little outline. Damon, my outline over there.
That's my outline. Sorry.
She's going to preach for us.
So not going to preach, but I was up there listening to my husband. I didn't even get myself situated because he's pretty good. So anyway, I don't know where my outline goes, and I'm sure I'll find it once I'm down from here, but I know what I want to say. And just, you know, really quickly, I was saved in 2000. I was 18 years old. I was going to my sophomore year of college, and I was just feeling like my life needs a change. And so I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. At that point, I was really thinking, you know, I need to eliminate so many things out of my life. I need to do this thing perfectly, and I just want to please God. And so I started my spiritual journey, okay? So I went to a number of churches, you know, some of them specialized in singles ministry. I was a part of this ministry called, you know, Singles and Pleasing God. And then as I became married, I got involved with a church that really had a great marriage ministry. We've also been involved in churches that had a strong prosperity ministry. And all of them had different highlights that really blessed our soul, but it wasn't holistic, if you know what I mean. And then we came to South Korea, and we visited Lighthouse. And to me, I feel like they have a holistic ministry with a high concentration on salvation ministry, which I believe is number one important, okay? And so I was very impressed with the ministry, with the pastor and his wife and the way that she carried herself. And, you know, and my husband was as well, and we agreed that we wanted to join this church. And I just feel that the pastor and his wife are just so down to earth, and they're so humble, and they really just want to please God. And that is so refreshing to me because I hadn't really seen it like that before. You know, it was a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but I really could see what their desire was, what their heart was. And it was really to please God, and it was really to save souls. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about material things. It was about bringing people to Christ, and that's just so refreshing to me. So we were for certain that we were in the right church, okay? So some of the other things that really stuck with me about Lighthouse was the importance of Christian fellowship and how it really can cultivate your life and put it where it's not just like you're sitting in the pews listening to the words, but you're living it. Amen. You're living it outside of the church. The women's Bible study was such a blessing to me, just the fellowship amongst other women who have similar struggles as women, as Christian women, as wives, as mothers. It just really impacted me in a positive way, and it really showed me the effect of Christian fellowship. And so the soul winning, I've never been so burdened to talk to people about the Lord as I was here. It's when I, you know, when I'm around people and I hear people say certain things, it's just kind of like, man, I want to invite them to church. Man, I want to know, what do they know about God? And it's a burden that I didn't receive until I got here at Lighthouse, and I think that's a good thing.
Amen.
Okay? So You know, Lighthouse has just given me all of these burdens that are all to the glory of God, and I can't help but appreciate that and know that it has made me a stronger woman. It has created a stronger bond with me in Christ. The home series, oh my gosh. When we were here and we were hearing about, you know, well, Pastor got on the men first, when we first got here, I believe it was 2000, and, well, we got here in 2010, so it was like 2011 is when I heard the home series, and he was, in my opinion, going real hard on the husbands, what you should do as far as the Bible is concerned about being a man, a godly man, a husband. I was like, yes. And my husband and I would go home every day after church and talk about it. And I'd be like, well, you know what? Pastor said. And then he got on the wise. And then my husband was like, well, Pastor said, I'm going to need you to submit. But in the same token, he'll be like, but you know, I value you and we are equals. And it's we kind of made fun of it, but it. I know for a fact it's going to stick with us for the rest of our lives. It has really empowered me and given me a sense of obligation, but also a sense of just a duty to be the wife that God wants me to be to my husband, to be the mother that God wants me to be to my son. And again, my relationship with God is so much stronger since I've been involved in this ministry and hearing the word of God. So I'm very, very appreciative. I have so much gratitude for Lighthouse Baptist Church. It has totally impacted all of our lives, even our families' lives, because I've even had some of the ministries emailed to my family members back in the States. So it's really a blessing. And who would have thought that we had to come to South Korea to really get this holistic ministry that, you know, it not just feeds your soul, but it feeds your life. And it feeds those lives that are around you. And I'm very appreciative. And I just wanted to say, you know, since we've been here in 2010, I have these and I have notes on them, and they're, you know, they're always going to be around me. And some of my favorite messages that Pastor has preached on, praying for missions. That was something else that I was exposed to here at South Korea. You know, I've been to churches where they will go out and they were, you know, maybe hand out Bibles, but it's just so heavily concentrated here at Lighthouse. It's just, again, it's just a breath of fresh air. So the praying for missions ministry, my husband and I were very, our soul was burdened to give and to be a part of that, because we want to be a part of something that's so great that impacts so many people that don't have the benefit and the privilege of receiving the word like we receive the word. Another sermon that really impacted me that I needed was victory. My husband and I needed victory over trials and suffering. And this was back in the summer of 2012. Make me a servant like you, dear Lord. Okay, that's recent. Lessons to learn in suffering. Do you see a theme here? Lessons to learn in suffering. A wise person seeks God's wisdom in trials, okay? Learning the discipline of being faithful. This was back in 2010, okay? The perfect New Year resolution, spiritual growth, okay? And then, again, these two are my home series. It's part one, this part two. Of course, I got the one on for the man and then for the husband. I don't know what happened to the one for the wife. In submission. That one's not in my pile. So again, I just want to say thank you, Lighthouse Baptist Church. I love you. And I always point people to this church wherever I go. I'm always talking about Lighthouse Baptist Church. My husband and I, we're in the lodge now, and we were waiting for the cab to come take us. And there was a line, and I was asking the ladies, I was like, you guys are in line for a cab? She was like, well, I can see you going to church so you can get in front of us. And I was like, well, thank you. Well, you can hop in the cab with us and come on, okay? So, again, thank you, Lighthouse Baptist Church. I love you, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.